Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today's episode is called Nine Physical Symptoms of Depression. Nine Physical Symptoms of Depression. Most of us already know about the emotional symptoms of depression, which would include feelings of sadness, anxiety, and even hopelessness. But you may not know that depression can also be associated with many physical symptoms as well. Many times, those suffering from physical pain do not seek the help they need because they don't realize that it's a sign of depression. Physical pain can also affect your emotional health, as you know. So many of you, if you've ever had a migraine headache or a toothache or anything like that, you know, all you wanted to do was make the pain stop. And the last thing you wanted to do, of course, is be in any social or public setting. If you happen to know anyone who you believe may be suffering from depression, definitely tell them to either tune in or check out our archives, because I think that this is really going to be a game changer for many people. In fact, many people with depression suffer from chronic pain, and that is their sign, and they've been overlooking it for many, many years. Our show sponsors today are BlackHeritageGifts.com, RestoreToHealth.com, and Blessings All Around, and I Do Radio. Let's begin. So what are these nine symptoms that we should look out for when it comes to depression? One sign, and they're in no particular order, one sign is digestive problems. Stomach problems are common with people with depression and or anxiety, even in children and adolescents. Many times we think that our teens are just kind of trying to get out of school and they don't want to go. But when you have digestive problems, stomach problems, and sometimes that is a sign of something else, and we need to take that seriously. Adults with depression also may have digestive issues such as queasiness and nausea or even diarrhea. If by chance you suffer from Crohn's disease, colitis, or even have an ulcer, this can be worsened, and it's due to the stress and the depression that you're feeling. Another sign or symptom to look out for is having headaches. Headaches can have many different causes, but sometimes it is a sign of depression because with the headache, it's a very dull, generalized type of headache. Sometimes people will say it's not the pressure that's usually behind my eyes, but it feels like it's kind of all over my head, or it's in the back of my head, and you can't really get to it. Know that your head doesn't feel, and I say this in air quotes, normal. Whatever your normal is, you know that something is going on there. People with depression often report that their headaches are also worse in the morning than they are in the evening. Now, if you are going to work and you're able to go out and function and you leave your home to go to work, when you come back, sometimes your headaches are worse in the evening. If you work from home, sometimes your headaches can be worse in the morning. If you leave to work, sometimes your headaches are worse in the evening. Why? Due to stress. You are kind of keeping everything tight, and we'll kind of get into this a little bit more, and it's causing you to have these headaches. Another sign or symptom to look out for is problems sleeping. Trouble sleeping is definitely a clue to being diagnosed with depression. People with depression can have difficulty falling asleep, but more importantly, should you wake up in the middle of the night, you have an extremely hard time getting back to sleep. Unfortunately, about a third of people with depression may sleep much more than normal. And of course, these sleep patterns are a little skewed. They could go to bed a little bit later because they're having such a hard time falling asleep, or they may sleep at times where in their normal routine, they would have been awake. For example, instead of getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning to prepare yourself for work or take the children to school, you're sleeping until 10, 11, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, which is very much unlike you. If that sounds like you or someone that you know, that's definitely something that you may want to mention to them. Hey, I noticed that you're sleeping a lot. Maybe you should talk to your doctor about what's going on there. Well, we are going to take a very short break, and when we get back, we will continue to go over the physical symptoms of depression. We'll be back.
Are you looking for great gifts for friends or family? At BlackHeritageGifts.com, we offer unique games and gift items featuring images of our Black culture from around the world. The Black Heritage Gifts online store is where you can select from a variety of products such as clothing, puzzles, greeting cards, cell phone and tablet covers, tote bags, backpacks, coffee mugs, and more. We offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on all products, and most items ship within 24 hours after you place your order. Visit BlackHeritageGifts.com today. New products are added regularly, so check back often and tell your friends about BlackHeritageGifts.com.
Do you or anyone you know suffer from chronic pain? Are you fed up with side effects of expensive over-the-counter prescription medications that do not work or are sometimes worse than the pain itself? Well, there is a solution that is all natural and listed as a Class 1 medical device with the Food and Drug Administration. With 48-hour pain relief and no chemicals, the product is called Power Strips by FG Express. Power Strips are great for users such as that have circulation problems, such as gout, sickle cell, reduction of inflammation in joints, and it relieves back, shoulder, and arthritic pain, and even severe menstrual cramps, just to name a few. Power Strips are all natural and chemical-free. One Power Strip provides up to 48 hours of relief, and there is nothing like it on the market. If you would like to learn more, you can check out their website at www.restoretohealth.fgexpress.com, and that's FGXPRESS.com to purchase this wonderful product, which will save you masses on your medical bills and, more importantly, relieve your pain. restoretohealth.fgexpress.
Planning the wedding ceremony of your dreams? You need blessings all around. Whether a grand affair or simple and elegant, Blessings All Around has a ceremony to meet the needs of every couple. Religious, interfaith, civil, and spiritual ceremonies available. Blessings All Around, located in downtown Long Beach.
Wedding Planning with Reverend Angela. Wedding Planning Radio at its very best. When planning your wedding, we know that you want all the information that you can get. Tuning into I Do Radio is your first step in getting that expert advice. I Do Radio. We discuss all aspects of planning your wedding ceremony, from how do I write my own vows, to how do I choose and event planner. If you have a question, she'll have the answer. See you there.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. We are going over physical symptoms of depression. And we know about the emotional ones where people say, you know, I feel sad and hopeless and a sense of anxiety, but people sometimes forget that there are physical symptoms also associated with depression. So let's get back to that. Problems sleeping. This is definitely a problem. And like I was saying before we took our break, if that sounds like you or someone that you know, make sure that they mention that to their doctor or their therapist so that they can get the help that they need. Another physical symptom is back aches or muscle aches. This is definitely a sign because people with depression tend to exercise less and are less likely to focus on being as healthy as they can, and they're very sedentary. So they need to go out and move and get those muscles back into their normal state so that they're able to enjoy all of the wonderful endorphins that are released when we exercise, and that will help to lessen the chronic pain. If you are experiencing exhaustion and fatigue, then that could be a sign. Now, this lack of energy is a textbook, a classic sign of depression. I'm not talking about the fact that you worked 12 hours or you ran a marathon and you're tired or exhausted. This is you pretty much didn't do anything, and you don't really understand why you're always just so out of energy. Depression and fatigue tend to kind of feed off of each other so much that in many people that have depression, it's hard to say which one came first, if it was the depression or the fatigue and the exhaustion. If you speak with your therapist about it, or even your MD about it, then you may be able to better sort out what's going on. But exhaustion and fatigue is definitely a red sign, a red flag. Your changes in appetite. If you notice that you are eating too much, perhaps you started to gain weight, or you're at the other extreme, you're at the other end, and you don't eat at all, and you've lost way too much weight. Either change in your appetite can definitely be a sign of depression. People who use food to deal with emotional stress have a tendency to eat way more. Those who don't have a tendency not to eat. So you can't really say that one is necessarily spot on. It just depends on how you process. And of course, with those changes in your appetite, you're going to have changes in weight. And if you notice that a friend is starting to really kind of pack on those pounds, they're really starting to drop those pounds, just sit down and have a heart-to-heart conversation with them. Last but not least is chest pain. If you are experiencing chest pain, please do not delay in seeking medical treatment. This really and truly could be a sign of something greater. It could definitely be depression, but it could also be so much more. And one other sign that people tend to overlook is dizziness and lightheadedness. Sometimes it comes along with your chest pain. Sometimes it comes along with your headaches. But it is definitely a sign that we need to look out for. So just to recap really quick for everyone, if you are experiencing aches or joint pain, chest pain, you're having digestive problems, you're exhausted and fatigued, you're having sleeping issues, you're experiencing changes in your appetite or in your weight, and you have dizziness or lightheadedness, please, by all means, reach out and get some assistance. There is a therapist and even an MD that can help you with what's going on. If you happen to be in the Long Beach, California area, or even in the OC, because we're not that far, we're just a city over, we'd be more than happy to assist you. Give me a call at 562-209-2083, 562-209-2083, and same-day appointments are available. We'd love to get you in, get you assessed, and find out what's going on with you. Well, thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester, and we hope that you will join us back again. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.